A recent night cleaning reminds me that this can be a very grimy gig. I report to an office complex to clean with a female employee after the two other people on her crew call out. I show up dressed in my cleaning clothes and wheeling a cart containing our supplies, tired after a long day at work, but ready to go. This is the life of a boss. Every job is yours. My colleague and I spend hours cleaning windows, vacuuming floors, and all the rest. Finally, at the end of the night, we take the 14 bags of trash we've collected outside to the dumpster, finished at last with our shift. We struggle to open the dumpster door, which seems to be jammed, so we decide to hoist the trash bags over our heads and into the dumpster opening on top. Not an easy task. But we get them in there one by one. We have just a few bags left when my colleague tosses one and, instead of going inside the dumpster, it explodes in mid-air. The bag's entire contents pour all over us. Naturally, it was a bag of kitchen trash. Food scraps rain down on us as we stand there in shock. But then we begin to laugh because what else can we do? I look over at her. She is laughing hysterically, and I can see that she has coffee grounds in her teeth. Now we have to clean up this mess. Covered in half-eaten food, we pick up all the trash and get it into the dumpster. It's nights like these that remind me that showing appreciation to my staff as well as my clients is key to running a successful business.